Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell. Der Preis ist wo-oh und immer lo-oh. Idealo, lo-oh, lo-oh. Idealo, lo-oh. Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
To all you ochre jellies, dribble on into the Stinky Dragon, lap up our latest liqueur, Jubilex Jubilee. It's a mixture of blobka, pseudo-pear liqueur, maple slurry, split seltzer, and garnished with a dash of nut drag. One drop of this amorphous moonshine, you'll be ready to soak up that son. Or daughter. Previously, our adventurers caught a glimpse into Mud's miry memories, met his magical mentor, Shaman Seuss. The shrimpy Kajuju sent them on a supply run to procure components to cure Lord Lomish. After visiting a few vendors at the Herculean Hillage of Morbane, they followed up some clues leading to their first component, the Emerald Stone of Algarok. Draw yourself a dram and let's dig into this dank drama.
Yeah, dank drama.
Yeah.
I don't want to plug another shirt or another show's shirt, but I'm looking at your shirt and it's actually a very nice shirt. I like that shirt.
Thank you. It's a Black Box Down shirt.
Your bad attitude has upset me.
Okay. We weren't intending to do a plug, but if you want to listen to a podcast about...
No, we don't. We want to listen about dragons and stinkies.
We plug Tales from the Stinky Dragon on Black Box Down all the time.
It's true. Yeah. I just did an episode with you guys.
Yeah.
A supplemental episode where we talked about airplanes in movies.
Yeah.
I feel like aviation just...
Blaine's just jealous because he hasn't been on in a while. We haven't had John on.
Yeah, we've had everyone
on
the cast.
I did one supplemental. We talked about Castaway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were like one of the first ones. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The stone-faced giants look at each other for a moment, then turn back to face you all.
A word of wisdom. Speak plainly if you wish to live.
The four giants jump into the pool with a deafening splash. The pool quakes, ripples, and begins to bubble with green foam until a crystalline monolith shoots up out of the pool, glowing emerald green. It towers high over you, nearly touching the ceiling, and with each passing second appears to be getting larger. No, wait, not larger, it's getting closer. The emerald tower falls forward straight toward you all and lands with a loud smash.
On us or next to us?
A feminine voice echoes in your heads. It sounds familiar.
Is it mine?
Forswear all fabrications, for falsities will fail. A mandate for mementos may make for milder trails. Repairing of reflections will reassure retreat. Forbear all brisk behavior, or be brave to take a beat.
Sorry, I wasn't recording. One more time. Slower.
It said something about forswear all fabrics. Gum, quick, take all your clothes off.
Okay.
Gum takes his clothes off.
There was something about mirrors.
Repair reflections.
Yeah.
Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me?
Wait, didn't Sleek have a mirror?
He sure did.
Does this have anything to do with
him? We have to go back to Herbloom.
I mean, we did just do Pi's Pass again, and so if history is repeating itself, Herbloom is next.
And that was a time trial thingy.
It was. We figured out your clues.
Yeah. Suck it, Micah and Gus.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with a... No, you all are no longer in the location you were before. You all look around and you've arrived in a large room made of stone tiles. Looking around, it looks like it contains pews, some relics, and a door to the north.
Also, there was these big towers in Herbloom. The, like, Glocken Tower and all those things. And a tower just fell.
So, Kyborg runs at the door, full speed, shoulder charging, leading to bust down the door.
Okay, make a athletics check.
Here we go.
I like action.
12.
You bounce off the door and fall back on the floor on your butt.
I'm glad I did that. We all learned a lesson here, folks.
Can I go try to open the door?
Yeah, Bart, you walk up to the door and you give it a jiggle, but it does appear to be locked.
Ah.
My door don't jiggle. It locks.
So, wait, we're in a church-like environment?
There's pews.
Stone room, you said?
You said there's pews and relics.
Yeah.
Catholics like all those things.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like this room is lit by flickering green-flamed candles around the room.
Herbloom loved green.
Yeah.
Everything appears to be in disrepair in here.
Are we echoing in here? Are our voices echoing?
Where did the bomb go off?
Sure.
Our voices are echoing?
Yeah, you sure.
That, wait, Micah? Wait.
Oh.
Stop. Is it it's not the same place. No, wait. Where did the bomb go off with Quadrant? That went off in the library. Library.
Yes, it was the library.
Because Kenku's and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Does it look familiar to Mutt, this place?
That was a dilapidated library.
Is there a religion? Make a religion check.
Yeah, John, make a religion
check. Hey, I know a lot about religion, even if I don't care for it. 19, told you.
Wow.
Hey.
You can definitely tell this is some type of room related to a deity, but the deity being worshipped or the specific religion is not known to you. But you do notice some specific religious artifacts, such as a tablet and what appears to be a drum that's most likely used in some kind of religious ceremony.
Are there dumbbells? Cord? No. Is that you, oh Lord?
No dumbbells.
Can I go check the tablet?
Yeah, from where you are, the tablet is just on the other side of the pews, kind of a little closer to the northern end of the room.
Near the door?
Almost to the door, like 15 feet from the door or so. Like a lectern. The tablet's on top of a lectern. That's a word, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I got the thumbs up from Micah. There's a dusty stone tablet with some symbols carved into the front. The symbols appear to be an open mouth and a key.
It's a Gen 1 iPad.
Wait, so it's just got two symbols on it. One's an open mouth and one's a key?
Yeah.
All right, the tablet has got an open mouth and a key. What's this mean to y'all?
I shove my hand into Gum Gum's mouth.
No, you're not a key.
Shush.
Do I find anything?
Which check is he going to roll for this, Gus?
Make a medicine check. Yeah, it's a medicine check because it's dentistry.
Okay.
Dentistry.
6.
Not a good dentist.
There's lots of teeth in there. All of them appear to be firmly rooted. Good news, Gum Gum. You don't have any loose ones.
Thank you.
You're going to want to check out those lymph nodes, though.
Can I, tell if this room seems familiar at all? Like, if I remember.
It wasn't to me, but is it to Bart?
You could make a wisdom check, like familiar. They're trying to see if you remember anything about it.
You made me do a religion check for that.
A history?
Well, you were trying to investigate.
If I knew what this room was.
I thought specifically related to.
Oh, I'm just trying to see.
No. Go wisdom. Yeah, go wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom check.
Just feel like there's double standards in this party.
Well, everyone phrases questions a little differently.
Really? You're like high on wisdom, aren't you?
I have my wisdom is 16, so it's not super high, but I rolled a 3.
3 plus 3, that's a 6. No, nothing about this rings a bell.
Okay. Is there anything under the pews or in the pews, within the pews?
Within the pews. Make a, what would that be? An investigation check on the pews, I guess.
Pew pew.
3.
Just solid rolls.
No.
Get them out now, boys.
There are, there's some very friendly spiders.
Is there anything around the room that is like something with a mouth, like a statue or a gargoyle or something like that?
Now that you mention it, on either side of the door to the north are large stone statues. They appear to be like in a prayer position with their hands over their mouths.
But two of them?
Yes, one on either side of the door.
And the tablet has mouth and key?
Correct. Yes. An open mouth and a key.
Okay, well, I check the left mouth.
But it's my mouth.
Well, they said they had the prayer hands over the mouth, right?
Correct. So you like prayer, hands clasped in prayer over the mouth.
Is there a way to get around the prayer hands?
Are there like joints or anything?
Well, no. Is the mouth agape or closed?
Closed.
Oh.
Is there any writing on the statues?
Hold on. Let me finish up with John. He was sure.
Then if it's closed, then I will mimic the position it's in.
Like you walk up to it and mimic it, or you mimic it from?
No, yeah, yeah. I go up to it and whatever position it's in of whatever this closed hand prayer position is. Yeah, Barbara's motioning patty cake with it.
Gum does the same
with the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. So right and left. That's where we are.
I go up and I mimic them and I say, "Hey Bart, look at me."
Bart just shakes his head.
Valid.
Children.
You walk up to them and mimic them, and the two stone statues seem to come alive.
Oh, shoot. He was right.
One of them looks...
Oh, dang it. Mud figured it out.
One of them looks directly at Mud and asks,
"What is your favorite quality about Algaroc?"
"It's core."
God, it's just been TikTok memes all day today for this.
I can't stop.
It's obviously the humidity.
The humidity?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you not expecting that answer?
No.
That's what the Rockby said. He said,
no, that's a character.
That was that's exactly the right answer to this riddle.
That's just, I wasn't sure, like, the way you said it, I wasn't sure if you said humidity or humility. That's why I was like, humidity?
Oh. Let's just say Mud, like, mumbled it enough so you could take it both ways.
The statue punches you and pushes you away from the door.
That wasn't the answer. Next one.
I think Gum Gum's up next, right?
Yeah, he is doing that.
Oh, wait. But which statue talked to me?
You said you went up to the one left. From you're facing it on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from your perspective facing north, the one on the left, which is the one on the west.
So the one I was in front of.
Correct.
Okay. I step back and let someone else take a try.
Yeah. So it pushes you like 10 feet back away from the door, kind of close over by the drum. Gum Gum.
Oh.
So you walk up. The statue that's there asks you,
"What is your favorite quality about Algaroc?"
"What is your favorite quality about Algaroc?"
It slams you and pushes you 10 feet back. From where you are, you go kind of past the lectern.
"Wait, it's you, my new friend." And I go run back.
You run back?
Yeah.
I think we let someone else take a try.
Algaroc. Let's smart this out.
Aren't we looking for like an emerald? Yes. Algaroc emerald?
Yes. Uh-huh. While Bart kneels down for their turn, I start playing the drum.
You strike the drum?
Yeah.
Make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. This drum is about to make me sick.
What did we learn about Algaroc?
That they have loose drug laws.
Oh, yeah.
Constitution check. Big old fat 21.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. You strike the drum and you feel like a weird energy go through all of your body and your limbs, and it becomes very difficult to move for a second, but then it passes.
I don't think we're supposed to be playing this drum.
It's in the poem. It said, "Be brave to take a beat." Oh, so maybe that has something to
maybe
do with
I was
the
supposed
drum.
To get.
Were you going
to
kneel down and do something, Bart?
Sure. Bart kneels down and puts his hands over his mouth in the pray hands position.
Are you still by the pews?
Yes.
Is it very confident? Yes, I'm just confirming. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the pews. Okay.
I don't know if I'm allowed to like answer the question from there or if I have to be closer, but I will kneel where I am by the pews.
Okay, you kneel where you are by the pews and pray. Is there any specific prayer you say? Or you just like kneel your hands just and appear to be praying? Like that's what I used to do when I went to church.
Yeah, I do that because I don't actually know any prayers. So I just do it and I close my eyes to pretend to be saying something in my own head.
Okay.
But he does the thing where he's like opening one eye to like see if anything's reacting. Mm-hmm.
nothing appears to happen as a result of your prayer.
Here's what I do. I go over and I pick up Bart.
In the same position.
In the same position. And I place Bart in front of the statue that was talking to us.
Oh, you like my magic trick.
Which one? The one to the west or the east?
Why did he say that?
If the door is north.
Like you spoke to the one facing, the one closest to the west, John.
Oh, but he talked to the east
he
one?
He talked to the east
okay,
one.
Okay, let's go to the west one.
West one.
Yeah, because remember when I said they slammed you, it's the one slammed you closer to the drum, John, and the one that slammed Gum Gum slammed him closer to the lectern.
Okay.
The stone statue opens its eyes and looks at you, Bart.
Hello.
And asks,
"How long have you been a devoted worshiper of Algaroc?"
"All my life."
That's a lie.
Make a charisma saving
throw.
That
was not in Mud's voice. So I said that as John.
Oh, man. 15.
You say that and you feel like you get a giant splitting headache. You take 1 point of psychic damage.
Nah, it's not bad.
Okay. I had some resistance.
I think it was necrotic.
Necrotic, yeah.
Yeah, I have resistance to psychic damage.
from our hot spring.
But it doesn't push me back or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I'll approach the other one that Bark didn't talk to, the other one. And then I'll kneel and
east.
Pray and all that
yeah,
stuff.
East.
Yeah, yeah.
You get asked,
what is your favorite quality about Algaroc?
Oh, God. Algaroc's a part of the bayou, right?
The bayou.
Okay.
Do me a favor, Blaine. Make me a history check.
18.
You remember that Algaroc is not a location.
God. Oh,
Algaroc
is
a deity.
Algaroc is the deity.
Oh.
Mm. His humidity.
That's why I was so confused when he said humidity.
In hindsight, it's funny.
Where are we?
Morbane.
Oh. Morbane.
Algaroc was like the god.
You're in
of
the
something.
Wither Veins. But Bayou is yes. like one area. Then you left there to go to the Morbane, which is where the trolls and giants were. And then you went a little out of the Morbane to go to the waterfall.
Okay.
Like the god of.
We learned
Spirit of Rock.
Yeah.
Ring.
What?
Your ring.
His kindness.
My ring? You got a magic ring. It's a rock. I don't know.
What?
Algaroc is a god.
I know. He's the god of, like, rock, apparently.
So just say something nice about him.
Yeah.
Maybe that he's, like, kind or generous.
I like the stones on that, Algaroc. Yeah. He rocks. Algaroc rocks. Woo! And then I put up the metal hand, the signs. Woo!
With your
metal Describe
hand.
That.
Hook 'em horns.
It's hook 'em horns. You put the ring finger and the middle finger down, and then you clasp the thumb Spider-Man over
flip.
Them. While also having the pinky and index finger extended.
There you go.
And you put your third and fourth finger down.
In the air. Like and then you say, I am Doctor Strange.
No, Doctor Strange actually is that. I'm out.
Okay, all right.
So you
this
said
Spider-Man.
You admired the stones on him? Was that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like rocks. I like he rocks.
Gus trying to decide if he wants to be nice
Gus
or not.
I'm trying to decide if that's an appropriate answer or not.
It's rock related.
The statue rubs its chin for a second and asks a follow-up question.
Oh.
Name a time in your life when Algaroc demonstrated this quality to you.
I think I know what I want to do after you fail.
I think I do too.
Have we encountered any sort of rock like
we haven't.
Be honest.
Yes, be honest.
Be truthful. Be truthful.
Be truthful. Okay. I have not felt the demonstration of this, but I have heard tell of Algaroc's rock-heartedness. Oh, God.
Nailed it.
And this stone temple. Wow. Look at it. Made of rocks to exalt Algaroc. Wow. Look at... Oh, boy.
Bart's doing the motion of, like, speed it up.
I'm so bad at this.
And the followers of Algaroc are all a kind people. With rock-themed jobs and hobbies. And then I put my thumbs up and I say, very good.
You're so bad at this.
Listen, it's the morning.
It's really good.
The statue says,
your honesty is appreciated.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
And it moves aside and the door unlocks.
You're welcome.
That was the statue's way of saying, you're honestly stupid. Just go ahead.
Yes. You know what? You're trying.
I dust off my hands. I say, easy as that, guys.
Nailed it.
All right, so I walk down the path that he just cleared.
Yeah, the door's open. You walk right through.
Okay, walk right through.
We follow.
As the rest of the party attempts to follow, the statues step in the way and block.
All right.
Bart, you said it first.
Oh, okay.
So it asks.
Hello, again.
What's your favorite hymn you like to sing to Algaroc?
I have never sang a hymn to Algaroc yet, but someday if I ever meet Algaroc, I would love to sing a tale because I love singing.
Sing us that song you would sing now.
Want an Algaroc throwing some metal in there.
Your adulations are...
Algerations?
Your adulations are appreciated, little one.
The statue steps aside, and the door is unlocked.
And Bart walks through.
Bart walks through. All right, Kyborg and Bart have successfully walked through the door. Mud and Gum Gum are still in the large stone room.
Mud motions for Gum Gum to proceed.
Let's go.
And I lay, you know, do the pray thing.
Am I allowed to sing songs that are kind of technically...
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Existing
it's
properties.
It's a satire or parody, yeah.
Okay. We barely ever sell ads on this show. It's not like we're making money off of it.
Go buy our merch.
By the way, please, we need you to buy our merch.
And listen to our show. We say to the people currently listening to our show.
Gum Gum, you said you walked up.
Yeah.
The statue looks at you and asks, "What did you bring today to offer to Algaroth?"
"My humility."
And "Is there anything else you wish to offer to Algaroth?"
I dig around in my...
You got plenty of stuff, my dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking. I wasn't prepared for an offering.
Guarantee you have some rocks.
I do. Oh, man. I wish I'd bought that.
I don't know if Algaroth is a deity of rocks.
Come on.
It is, too.
I have some rock candy.
You have rock candy? Oh, yeah, you do have rock. You've had that forever.
Yeah, I give him some rock candy. Boom.
Chris is the opposite of me in keeping track of his inventory. He keeps track of it so well. Like I said, I think an episode ago, I have no idea what's in my inventory at this point. Well, I haven't kept track of anything.
If you don't know, then it's not in there.
The statue takes your offering and says, "You may proceed."
Thank you.
I open the door for Gum Gum and I say, "Taste it. I want to see you taste it." Try num nums.
I kneel down in the left one, the west.
It asks you,
"How long have you been a devoted worshiper of Algaroth?"
0 years.
Why have you not become a follower?
I just learned the name of this dude like 5 seconds ago.
The statue steps aside and says,
"You have much to learn. Proceed."
"So do you." And I walk through.
He slams you across the room.
Okay, yeah, you all leave that room. Sorry, anytime there's a new room, I just need to load it up here.
What's the loading screen for Stinky Dragon look like?
It's a like a dragon with the stink lines that are like filling in from bottom to top. Yeah,
and then it's like goes going down. In and yeah. out, and yeah, in that, and out.
That's exactly what it is.
What are the tips? Finding furniture, put it in your bag.
If you find a door, see if it's open.
Tip, always go left.
Okay, you all walk through a passageway. It's about 10 feet wide, 40 feet long, and you enter another stone tile chamber that's about 50 by 30 that appears to be brightly lit by a large brazier in the center of the room, again, blazing with green flames.
It's pronounced brazier.
There are 3 chests to the west and a glowing archway to the east.
All right, so if the last place is any indicator, maybe we find the key, and then the key gets this to go through the archway.
Can I investigate the archway?
Yeah. It's a stone archway that's glowing green. Seems to head off to the east down another hallway.
And you can see through it? There's no door?
Yeah, you can see through it down the hallway.
Then there's nothing like around the archway? No like runes or signs or text or anything?
No, it's just the archway itself just glowing green. That's the only thing that seems to really stand out about it.
Okay. And then someone's
chest. There's 3 chests.
There's 3 chests and a brazier in the middle of the room.
Can we go look, check those out?
Let's look at the brazier first.
Oh, that's above us?
In the middle of the room.
Middle of the room, on the ground.
On the ground.
So just in general, do y'all want to investigate?
Yeah, I'll go with Bart.
Okay. So I just want to make sure because he had said it first. So.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. Y'all walk up to the brazier. And it's a stone brazier that's burning with a dazzling green flame. Bart and Gum Gum, make a perception check.
Okay. Perceiving. Wow. 19.
14.
Both of you notice as you get close to it that it does not seem to be giving off any heat.
Touch it.
And also, Bart, you notice that etched into the base is a symbol. It's 2 hands holding a heart.
2 hands holding a heart. Okay.
Take Gum Gum's heart out.
Is there anything that we could, like, open on this thing? I guess I don't know what a brazier is.
Big old open bonfire kind of thing.
Yeah, like you imagine if you watch Game of Thrones and they're, like, lighting a big room and there's, like, a fire and, like, a metal bowl.
Okay.
Like that kind of
thing. Or, did you put your name into the goblet of fire?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, cool. Bart grabs Gum Gum's hand and holds his hand and sticks their hands holding together into the fire.
Aww.
Barbara just punched her laptop right in motion.
Boom.
In character. Love it.
Sorry, ignore that roll. I clicked something accidentally.
No, that roll counts. What was it?
Yeah, perception checked for 24.
You grasp hands with Gum Gum and put your hands into the brazier. And Gum Gum seems to be immediately engulfed, consumed by the green flames. He seems to disappear. And Bart, once he disappears, you begin glowing with green flame as well.
Oh no, what have I done? Gum Gum?
I don't feel so good, Mr. Bart.
So Gum Gum's gone. Bart's on fire?
Yes, but not. You don't feel any pain. You just feel like Bart appears to be glowing with these green flames.
Bart is on fire.
But Kyborg tackles Bart to put out the flame, pat it out, starts hitting him.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Ow, 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 ow.
You don't seem to be able to extinguish the flames.
Start hitting them harder.
Could we still hear Gum Gum?
No.
Okay.
So what was I think I missed where the heart was.
It was two hands holding a heart on the...
Etched into the base of the brazier.
On the base. Maybe we have to put something we love into the fire?
Well, there's the chests. That's also not...
Yeah.
So Bart's on fire and fine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glowing green.
Yes.
And Gum Gum...
No pain.
Gum
no
Gum
pain.
Engulfed in fire and then disappeared.
And gone. I want to check the chests. Anything on the chests, around the chests?
There are three of them, and they all seem to be made of different material, and they all have different symbols etched into them.
Okay. They're on the west side of the building?
Yeah. Then they're stacked from north to south. Okay. There's one to the north, one in the middle, and one to the south.
Let's hear those mats and symbols.
Starting from the north to the south?
Yes, please.
Okay. The one at the north, it's a pristine alabaster chest with symbols etched into the top. It appears to be three hands in the shape of a clover. The one in the middle is a gritty sandstone chest, and the symbols that are etched into the top are a pair of eyes looking at a question mark. And the third one to the south is a smooth marble chest. The symbol that's etched into the top is a hand holding jewels.
Jesus, that's so confusing. I check to see if the sandstone one is unlocked and openable.
You try to open up the chest and it appears to be locked.
So then the other one was the clover, and then the bottom one had what symbol on it? It was like something.
Smooth marble hands holding jewels.
Hands holding jewels, yeah.
Do I have any jewels? Didn't you guys get jewels from the dude?
We got rings. Also, I'm not here.
I got a ring too.
You got rings. The ghost of Gum Gum.
I use my ring in hand to try to open up that one. The one that's got the handful of jewels.
You use the hand with the ring. What ring is it again?
It's the ring of haven't added to my inventory yet. Shielding. Nope, added it.
There it is. The chest does not appear to open.
Hey, Bart, you want to try one of these chests with your new little
now that I'm glowing
human
on
torch
fire.
Powers?
Flame on.
Sure. Bart gives it a shot.
There's actually a DC character
which
called
one?
Fire that
The same one that
the same one that Mud just tried. Yeah.
You try to open it, and the chest appears to be locked.
Okay.
Try them all.
I'll try the other two as well.
All locked.
Maybe if you try, because you're glowing green flame, and then that archway is also glowing green. Like maybe if you want to walk through, you might have some sort of protection.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try going through the archway.
You walk through the archway, and once you pass through, the green flames around you converge into a single point in front of you and then reform into Gum Gum. Back into existence
Gum
in front
Gum!
Of you.
I exist!
I missed you so much!
Where were you, Gum Gum?
I didn't know I was gone!
Did you die?
From Gum Gum's perspective, no time passed. It was like instant.
Oh. So wait, so Bart's in the archway with Gum Gum now?
Yeah, they are now in through the archway in the passageway
beyond.
On the
other side of it?
Yeah.
What's on the other side?
Yeah, can we look around?
From your perspective, it's a really long hallway, about 100 feet long, maybe. Then it's hard to see down because it's dimly lit.
Okay. Should we just go investigate?
Or wait for them?
Yeah, let's resolve
Split
us in this room.
Split the party.
No.
Split the
well,
party.
Well, then, I mean, you guys probably have to set yourself on fire, too, maybe.
Yeah, but I want to know these chests, too.
I know.
But I can't open
them. We could come back, right?
I stick my butt up to the fire and I rip a fart. That's my action.
The flame kind of blows away from the burst of air, but does not burst into any greater flame or anything.
Interesting.
There's a brazier, there's the archway, and then there's the three chests. The three chests have those symbols on them, but they're unopenable. And there's nothing else in the room that we can see that has any other guidance.
Not that you can tell so far.
Okay, well, can I check the room for any other guidance? I just do a nice little lap around the room.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
God, I would love some sort of bonus to intelligence checks. 11, not a good one.
That's another loading screen tip. Invest points in intelligence.
Yeah. I have, actually. That's why I am no longer negative.
Yeah, you look around the room and investigate as much as you can, and there doesn't appear to be anything else in this room, other than, of course, the hallway you walked in from as well.
If I may.
I smack Kyborg's butt.
Oh.
And see if Kyborg wants to do a check.
Sure. I had an idea. What am I doing? Insight?
Investigation. To investigate around the room.
And that's my roll plus what?
A D4.
It's a 9.
Is that even after the D4?
Sorry, that's an 8 plus 2, 10.
So you're worse welcome. Than me.
No.
Okay, so the one chest had a hand.
With shape of a clover.
Holding jewels. No, different one.
Yeah.
I go up to that one because I got the diagem in my arm, and then I fiddle with it.
No, it does not seem to be unlocked. It is still locked.
Okay. Maybe I do a sleight of hand check, huh? Maybe I try to break into this thing with my lock picking kit.
Is there a lock?
Yeah, is there a lock?
Yes, you can see a lock.
Okay. Then I'll give it a go.
Yeah, make your lock picking check.
16.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. You open it up. You and Mud are standing there looking at it. And both of you make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Cool. Something's shooting at us.
Is it more fire?
That's 11.
24.
Was it check or save?
Save.
You did a check.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Who?
Me? You did.
Yeah, Kyborg. Still, he rolled a 19 plus one. It's a 20.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Sorry to out you.
Teacher's pet.
No, it's all right.
The chest opens up and begins like sucking in at the air. And any items, Mud, that you have on you that do not belong to you get sucked into the chest.
What
do I have that doesn't belong to me?
We stole some stuff from Pius Pass.
Did we?
I didn't take any of it.
What?
I guess
we did. We took stuff out of spot.
I stole Brubo and I stole
Yeah, we took stuff out of spot, but I didn't take any.
Yeah.
If I did, I don't know what it was.
Well, then no big loss then.
Okay.
Well, I jump into the fire. I jump into that green fire.
I jumped into the burning green fire.
Yeah, you jump in and you feel the green flames encircle you, but they give no damage. They give off no heat, and you're just standing there in the brazier.
Cool. Ah, guys, I've gone Super Saiyan. Ah.
What are you going to do with it?
Ah. I run through the archway. Ah.
Well, just to be clear, when you step out of the brazier, the flames are no longer around you.
Farts.
You tried.
Okay, well, what did Gum Gum and Bart do? That
they held hands.
They held hands. Come here, hold my hand.
Sure. I want to do it a little differently. I grab Kyborg's head with both my hands. Just like that whole like...
Now kiss.
Like the whole like, yeah, the whole we're about to kiss kind of thing. But instead, I just take it and I just push his head into the fire with my hands around his head.
And I make just a scream, just a terrible gurgling scream.
You grab Kyborg's head like a pumpkin and stick it into the fire. And his head catches fire.
What about me?
No, nothing. You're right. Still...
Oh, my hands don't do anything?
Oh, your hands, when they're in the fire, yes. They're also covered in the fire.
Okay, I pull my head out. And is it still on fire?
No.
Fudge.
No, you don't pull your head out until I say you pull your head out.
Strength check. I'm going to do a strength check.
Okay.
Strength check.
What's it called when bullies would, like, put someone's head in the toilet?
Swirly.
Swirly. 17. This is like a fire swirly.
Not a great throw, but something worth trying to fight against.
20.
Okay.
My neck is so powerful, you don't even know.
Your traps are just flexing.
That's right.
How about we hold hands and do the exact same thing?
Okay.
Okay, we hold hands, put hands in.
You want to do a ring around the rosy on the fire?
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
So you hold hands and step into the brazier?
No, do the hands into the brazier. We try to mimic basically what
they... Oh, gotcha. You hold hands and then stick your hands into the brazier. And while your hands are in the brazier, they are engulfed in the green flame.
But we don't do the disappear thing?
No.
What's so special about Gum Gum?
I run through the archway. Just no flames. Just run through the archway.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
24.
Nice.
The only thing worse than figuring out part of a puzzle is that we don't know how we figured it out.
Well, I would...
You, Kyborg, you run through the archway straight at Bart and Gum Gum, who are in the path.
Gum Gum!
Opens his arms.
Kyborg! And as soon as you pass through the archway, you're immediately teleported back inside the brazier.
How about this? I try this. Magic. Since I can't figure out how to do this puzzle, I cast Control Flames.
Oh!
And also, just a quick reminder, in the little poem we heard earlier, this next line is, a mandate for mementos may make for milder trails.
For mementos make for mild trails.
Does that help us?
I don't know. But maybe we have to do something with our mementos.
Bart and Gum Gum have history together.
You're really giving us some insight there. Okay.
All right, so you cast Control Flames?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to do with it?
Oh, wait. Actually, this is a good thing. It's, you choose non-magical flame. Is this magical flame?
I can answer that by saying whenever you try to do anything to it, it doesn't seem to have any effect.
Okay, so it's magical flame. So nothing happens. That's fine. It's a cantrip.
Mm?
What if you carry it over to the archway?
Chris had an idea. I'd actually be curious.
There's three hands boat. In shape of a clover.
Yeah.
I can make you a clover.
It's always back to flowers.
Yeah, do it. I think that's a symbol for luck, but...
I like the idea of going back to the chest, though. Kyborg, what if we go back to the chest and we try to make the little clover symbol with three of our hands?
Okay.
We do that in front of the chest or on the chest.
Nothing else.
Which hands do you use?
my natural
hand. Well, actually, which hand do you not use?
My fake hand.
The golem hand.
Yes.
Yeah, you clasp your hands and do your best to try to mimic the symbol carved into the top of the chest.
Yep.
And nothing seems to happen.
Okay. After holding it for 5 seconds, then I just flip off the chest.
That's going to come back to bite you. It's Spot. He's angry.
Yay!
Okay.
Maybe make us a clover.
All right. I make a flower clover up here. It gums dirt.
Could you do it with dirt that I pull out of my pocket and put in my hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Gum Gum makes a clover appear in the dirt in Mud's hand.
And I proceed to push the clover towards the chest and maybe touch it with it.
Maybe or definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, you do that and nothing seems to happen.
I love Gus asking questions that will have no effect.
Well, see, the thing is you have to ask questions that have no effect. That way when you ask questions that have effect, you don't know one way or another.
Has it been long enough that I can do another, round around the room and do another check?
Throw the clover into the fire. What the heck?
I throw the clover into the fire.
Oh, man, you really didn't care about that clover at all, huh?
He throws it in the fire with love.
I kissed it. I kissed the little clover, and I put in
you
the
like
fire.
Dirt too.
I love dirt. Yeah, but yeah. Clover and dirt goes in the fire.
Without a care in the world, you toss the dirt and the clover into the fire. Yeah, they sit there, engulfed in green flame. And then you said you want to do another investigation check around the room.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I smack my booty too this time.
Smack my booty.
Oh yeah. Nope. I'm gonna get even a little bit more. I want more juice. Give me the juice. The corn juice. 20.
Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick. Oh.
Yeah, you know, based on having spent a little bit of time in this room and...
5 years now.
and your previous investigation, you're a lot more focused this time around, looking throughout the room, and you don't turn up anything. Nothing really stands out of the ordinary.
There's the chandelier above us. It's also green flame.
No, there's no chandelier.
There's a brazier. I thought there was
just a brazier.
You should try putting something you care about in the flames.
I put myself in
there. I put
there.
Dirt.
I care myself.
Something you actually care about.
I get gumbo out, and I put gumbo in the flames.
Oh, my God!
Gumbo becomes. Gumbo is engulfed in green flames, and it disappears out of existence.
And I go through the archway.
Yeah, then John becomes covered in green flame.
Where's John? Who's John?
Sorry, Mud becomes covered in green flame.
There's a stranger in this room!
Walk through the archway and reunites with Bart and Gum Gum, and as you walk through the archway, all the green flames around you focus into a single point, and Gumbo reappears in your hands.
Okay. God, put something you care about in the flames.
Okay. And Mud stands there and goes... First try.
Swish. Pull out the longbow of crystallina and I put it into the flame.
It becomes engulfed in flames and then disappears from existence.
Okay.
And then you become covered in green flame.
And then I look at those chests.
I hate leaving unanswered. It was like when those trees were dancing around with the aurochs and we never understood what that was.
I was gonna ask, could Gum Gum and I have taken a long rest by now?
it's like me and Kyborg in that room, and there's the SpongeBob, 5 years later.
Gum Gum's been marking days on that stone.
Well, I mean, a long rest is 8 hours. So I'm going to say it wasn't that long.
Okay.
I do touch one of the chests while I'm on fire. What the heck?
Which one?
Sandstone.
Sandstone. That's the middle one.
Yep.
You touch it and nothing seems to happen.
Okay.
I already tried that.
Yeah, you're right, Bart.
Touch them all. Lick them all with your fiery tongue.
Yeah, I lick them all with my fiery tongue.
Nothing seems to happen.
Okay, I run through the archway.
You go through and then as you pass through, the flames focus down to a single point and reform into the bow of crystallina.
I catch it. And I say, Mom!
Okay.
So just to be clear, Barbara, you said I ask questions that don't make sense.
Uh-huh.
When Mud threw the clover into the fire, I specifically asked, oh, you just throw it like you don't care about it.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, I don't care about it. So that's why sometimes I do ask questions.
See, the mementos. You put a memento in the fire, something you care about, something that means a lot to you, and then it makes for milder trails.
That's their conversation. They were trying to see if Gum Gum matters to Bart.
That was it. It was because it wasn't quite in the spirit of the trap. I was like, I kind of like this, though.
I love that.
To be fair, I went in there and I said, I love myself, and I was hugging myself.
I had to think about that. I really did. I gave that a lot of consideration.
Although, I guess.
I would just teleport myself. And
what would disappear is his self-confidence and love.
Yes. Wait, that left me years ago.
We're right. In the dark hallway.
Yeah, so you're in the hallway, and it extends about 100 feet to the east. Then off in that direction, you can see some glowing green light.
I turn to Gum Gum, and I go, brace you.
All right, before you finish it, I'm already bolted.
We run.
Okay, you begin running, and you enter like an atrium of sorts. It's lit by green-flamed candles on the wall. And hanging on the far eastern wall is a mirror. But it appears to be cracked and missing pieces of glass.
But who gets the atrium first?
Both of you make an athletics check.
That's a nat 20, 22.
Let's see.
Could Gum Gum do it?
15. I rolled a six.
Mud, you beat him there.
Mud's legs are longer after all.
A big boy.
Yeah.
What are you,
8 feet?
Yeah.
Jeez.
300 pounds.
What was the part of the poem riddle that it was like reflections?
Repairing of reflections.
Repairing his reflections. All right.
So we probably have to fix this mirror.
I look around the room
and goes, Oculus Reparo.
What were you saying, Cabber?
I look around the room and see if I can find any pieces of glass.
Mud looks at the mirror, and when you look at the mirror, you see like a greenish reflection of yourself.
Aren't I green?
Like the light itself almost is green because of the green in the room. And, you lock eyes with your mirrored version, and it steps out of the mirror.
Oh, no. Mega Mud.
Yeah.
Everyone roll initiative.
No!
Have you seen the latest fan art post for the podcast, or did you see the latest Stinky Dragon puppet video on TikTok? If not, you are missing out. Go follow us at Stinky Dragon Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Join us on the Stinky Dragon subreddit, where folks offer theories about the show, post fun D&D magical items, and other fun surprises. Plus, if you tag us on social media using hashtag Stinky Dragon Pod or post on the subreddit, an NPC could be named after you. You don't believe me? You want some examples? Well, Shaman Seuss is named after @Seuss861. Baked the Troll Stonecutter is named after @TheBakedGuyMan. Maximus Pendelguin, the spa director, is named after @TheMaxPenguin. Slayin, the Triant Tavern owner, named after @LayinGoblins. Sabotage K, the back-flipping giant, named after @SabotageK. And Algerok, the Spirit of Stones, named after @JasonAlger. See? Proved it to you. In addition to that, we also have some voices done by friends of ours. Clay Bramblecrack is voiced by Alfredo Diaz. Sump is voiced by Brian Garr. Lady Sandra, voiced by Kelsey Childs. Shaman Seuss, voiced by Elise Willems. And Algerok, voiced by Andy Cortez. Tales from the Stinky Dragon now has an official soundtrack. It's available for listening on all your favorite music streaming platforms. Relive the musical themes from the first story arc in Boulder A and Pious Past, including the Stinky Dragon theme song by Colm R. McGinnis @NiceViolinBoy on Twitter, and 8 other tracks of musical themes and songs written by Micah Reisinger, including the first character song, His Name is Mud. Share it with your own D&D party at your next session, or listen to it at work, and escape into the fantasy world of Faiza. We won't tell your boss. Whatever you do, we hope you enjoy it. And one of our favorite things about Stinky Dragon is how much we laugh every time we play a session of D&D. We wanted to share those hilarious moments with you, but with a twist, performing the scenes as puppets. A big thank to Patty Reisinger, John, and Micah's mom, who handcrafted these puppets as a gift for our cast. Well, we've posted a few videos on social media at Stinky Dragon Pod, and more are coming, so please go check them out. Like them, share them with your friends. I think they're hilarious. Hopefully you do too.
We're fighting me.
No, who was looking in the... Wasn't it Kyborg looking in the mirror?
It was me.
No, Kyborg said he was going to look around the room before he said that. Mud said he was going to look at the mirror and cast this spell.
Get ready to fight our most dangerous enemy ever. An overpowered druid.
15.
21.
I also rolled a 15.
Dex off.
Who has higher dexterity?
Mine's 18.
20.
So, come.
I rolled an 18, by the way.
Thank you.
What if this is a really nice version of Mud, guys?
This is the good one. That song will be forever in all of our heads because of just like how long it played while you were in a battle.
Yep.
Even I know that song. Me.
Okay, Gum Gum, you can't believe your eyes. Another Mud has entered the room.
Are we fighting it?
Well, we're in initiative.
I don't know.
Are you asking Gum Gum because Gum Gum's top initiative?
Yes.
Okay. It said preparing of reflections will reassure retreat. Okay, go up to this Mud and give him a hug.
Sure. Make like a, what we'll call it, like a touch attack or something.
Animal handling?
Or like, is that a grapple?
Yeah.
Even though he's trying to hug, it's still an attack?
We still like has to, because the other person doesn't want the hug.
Oh.
So he doesn't want the hug.
As far as we know.
It's not like you're greeting an old friend.
Well, I don't know. I just saw mud.
No. Like as you approach, he seems to be like defensive and not wanting to accept the hug.
Yeah, that sounds ordinary. Not mud.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that's a strength, right?
Yeah, a strength or dexterity. Yeah, your strength for you.
Been a while since we've had a gum gum hug attack.
All right, so that's a 24.
I'm going to roll a dexterity check. Plus 2 on this. So, yeah, you managed to wrap your arms around this mud that stepped out of the mirror.
And then
gum gum uses wrap.
It's effective.
Can I hug it to the ground? Like tackle?
So there's like a grapple. Yeah. So you, I mean, we'll say essentially you rolled a grapple check. So yeah.
But I guess it's like there's grappling and then there's.
And then hugging to the ground? What's the like difference?
Knocking parts.
Knocking parts?
You know, like a, what's it called?
Like an adult hug?
It's the family show.
Yeah, an adult hug. A hug for adults.
Drop prone. There's a shove.
So you don't want to hug him. You want to knock him down.
Grapple and shove. Like, so to knock, hug and knock to the ground. Like.
That's a grapple. A grapple to the ground.
Well, there's grappling and there's shoving.
Yeah, shoving is pushing.
Yeah, but you're pushing.
I guess I'm shoving it towards mud.
Well, what you said you made a check to hug him.
And you successfully
hugged him. And you successfully have hugged him. So you are now hugging this other mud.
Hug the mud.
So you're grappling.
Yeah.
So they're grappled.
Yeah, yeah. They're grappled, which means can't move anywhere. And I want to shove it. I guess I did this the wrong order.
You didn't do a shove.
I should have shoved and then grappled, but I wanted to hug. All right. I'm gonna try and put my friendship braces on. Can I do that? On this new mud?
Yes. Normally, I would say no because, you know, with the grapple, you have your arms wrapped around him. Now you're going to pull your arms out to try to get your friendship bracelets out and
like
put them on.
I hug. I kind of like grasp him
Here's
around.
What you do.
Got his arms around. And then I'm like.
You hug and use friendship bracelet yourself.
Oh, yeah, that works.
So now you're locked.
Yeah. Oh, so you lock your own friendship bracelets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, we're locked in embrace, hugged together.
Two words. Family.
All right, yeah, you you friendship bracelet yourself. We all should be our best friends.
Yeah.
And you're hugging this other mud.
Can I move at all with this mud? Like, move it towards the other mud?
Probably another, like, check, right? Move them.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
I go over to real mud and try and put them together.
Yeah, real mud is also really close by. Remember, he looked at the mirror to start this in the first place. And you try to, like, shove this other mud into him?
Yeah, put them together.
Okay.
Because I guess this mud came out of the... Like, I'm trying to put mud back together. I don't know.
Your shadow. Your shadow ran off.
It doesn't seem to be working.
Maybe we gotta get him wet, because when you have mud that's wet, you could reconstitute it.
I didn't know where that was going.
Can
I move him, move him into the mirror and try and put him back in the mirror?
No, you already moved him to mud. All right, next up, Kyborg.
Isn't it mud? Aren't you going to roll an 18?
Wait, did mud roll an 18?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, what do I have now? I have
looking at it right now. It's okay. Sometimes we don't listen.
That's my fault. Like, I have the other mud written down on my list.
Two muds, one thing.
That's really funny. All right, mud, you're up.
Mud's up.
Gum Gum is trying to shove this other mud into you.
Don't want. Man, what did he do?
And then after mud is Kyborg then.
We didn't resolve ever Kyborg looking for that glass, did we?
No, because this happened like immediately.
I'd like to look around for glass.
Make a perception check.
Perception check.
Yeah.
You said say perception check, so.
Oh, so let's make a, or let's say a perception check.
Perception check. That's a 15?
Yeah, you peek around the room and under one of the stands with candles on it, you find a glass shard.
It looked like it would be the only glass shard needed to complete this mirror.
It looks like it's part of it, but it's not all of it.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to go for the glass shard and put it in the mirror.
Okay, make a... How would you want to reform it? Like, what do you think makes sense to try to, like, put this piece of mirror back together? Like an arcana check, a dexterity check? What do you? How do you think Mud would approach it?
You're saying it's not the full piece that would complete the mirror.
Right, but you can see where it would fit in.
Okay.
And part of it.
Like what skill would he use?
Yeah, like how would Mud approach this?
Mud would obviously know that what he needs to do...
For all his positive modifiers.
...is look through his spells. And, you said there's flames around?
Yeah, there's some candles.
Are they magical flames?
They're glowing that same green color flame as you saw in the other room.
Mud would try to heat the glass with one of those candles?
Sure. Yeah, you do that. And it seems to work. It actually seems to work better than you would expect.
And I put it in the mirror.
Yeah, it just like pops right back in and forms part of the broken mirror.
Cool. I assume that's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Fix the mirror!
Kyborg.
How many, looking at the mirror, how many pieces are remaining?
There's still a fairly big chunk of the mirror that's missing. You don't know, because glass can break into a number of pieces, so you can't say, like, X number of pieces.
Uh-huh.
I have something that could help. My turn's over.
Like some sort of seeking thing?
Well,
badger.
What are
the Did you say badger?
No, the seeking badger.
The gopher?
Gopher.
Gumbo is the badger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now Gumbo's turn, right?
If you want him to be a valid target.
Well, I think no one is, because I think this other mud is a little bit preoccupied. There's like a...
Kyborg's turn now.
I fired a seeking arrow to find it. And it shatters.
I thought you had a seeking arrow.
I do, but that was mostly a joke.
But that's for like targets.
Yeah.
Go look for it. Go look for it.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, then I'll try to perceive where it might be.
Yeah, make a perception check.
16.
Yeah. You saw Mud find a piece of glass under one stand with candles. You look under the other one, and you find two pieces of glass over there.
Okay. I pick them up. I put them in the flame, and then I put them on the mirror.
Yeah. It seems like it's just the right amount of glass to repair the broken piece of mirror.
Okay. Oh.
So you put it back in, and the mirror is fully reformed and appears to be normal. And Gum-Gum, when that happens, it seems like the mud in your hands is no longer struggling with you.
But still there.
Yeah, still there.
Am I still going? That was my action.
We'll say that's probably about it for you.
Okay, because I was going to pull out my hand cannon and shoot him point blank, but...
Does anything happen after the mirror's reformed? Like, other than the mud becoming less aggressive?
Any sort of acknowledging chime?
Or doors that open, or things that get revealed?
Or a face that appears that tells me who's the fairest of them all?
Or a buttload of cash just drops from the ceiling?
Mm.
No, the other mud just appears to not be fighting anymore.
Okay, it's my turn now.
Yes.
Bart goes over to fake mud and grabs his hand and pulls him over to where the mirror is.
With Gum-Gum?
Yeah, because remember, Gum-Gum's friendship bracelet around him.
Yes. Okay. I guess I go, Gum-Gum, come bring mud with me to the mirror.
Okay, let's go, guys.
Gum-Gum.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty close, so yeah, that's easy enough.
Okay. And then I make them look in the mirror.
Yeah, they look in the mirror and...
You want to go home, little guy?
He's huge.
He looks in the mirror, then looks at you, Bart. The other mud looks at you, Bart, and says...
When light shines, darkness does not disappear. It doesn't leave. It merges with the light. It becomes the light.
How very insightful of you, fake mud.
Fake mud. And the mirror appears to move a little bit, almost like there's a hidden door behind it.
Could Bart try putting his finger through the mirror?
Yeah, you do that, and the mirror kind of pushes aside, revealing a door.
Guys, I think we go through the mirror.
Bart wants to step through and take Mud and, I guess, Gum-Gum with him.
Into the looking glass we go.
He took the red pill.
Wait, you're taking other Mud?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before he gets pulled along with you, the other Mud looks around at everyone. He looks at Kyborg and says,
"The best revenge is to improve yourself."
To Gum-Gum.
What's that supposed to mean?
He says.
That's a nice way of saying it. Get good.
If in our heart we still cling to anything, anger, anxiety, or possessions, we cannot be free.
And to Mud, he says,
if we can share our story with someone who responds with empathy and understanding, shame cannot survive.
I kind of hate this new Mud.
No, I like it. I feel like this is a self-help book, but in a person form.
Then he steps through the mirror and disappears.
I like that he said this like an inch from my face.
Yeah. You could feel the rumble in his chest. I like that guy was like, hey, you know that guy that killed your family? Fix yourself instead.
The best revenge.
Jerk.
Part of me that's sad that we didn't do that fight.
Yeah, I did want to kind of like...
I was kind of looking forward to using all of your abilities against the party. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I got a few.
All the things that annoy me.
There's a long list of them now. Like level five spell slots. There's some broken stuff in there.
It's another example of Chris approaching something like in the intentionally wrong way, but somehow making it right.
Yeah.
And we're just, it's confounding.
No wrong way to eat a Reese's.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
I go through the door.
Yeah.
Y'all go through, and there's another passageway that goes for a little bit, like 30 feet to the east, and then curves down to the south, goes down for another 30, 40 feet or so, and you see another room. It's a stone-tiled hall filled with columns and candles. It's furnished with stone benches, statues along the side, and a long green carpet running down the center to a massive emerald throne in the back.
Oh.
On one side of the throne, you see a glistening crown, and on the other side is a door. And the door that you actually walked through to get into this room was a little unusual. It was like a revolving door. We would see those every day in buildings, but it's very unusual for the time.
Oh, fancy hotel. There's
on one side you said a glistening crown, and the other a what?
Another door.
Does the crown have emeralds in it?
You'd have to get closer to go take a look.
I turned to Gum and go, race you to the throne.
I'm off.
All right.
Another check.
Athletics check, both of you.
There it goes.
I also want to participate.
Make an athletics check.
But he has disadvantage because we went first.
Bart's conserving his energy.
25.
17.
Shoot. I can't actually beat that. 4.
25. You win.
I win.
And you sit on the chair?
I don't know. I was just touching it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You ran up to the throne and touched it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You win.
And then you die.
I guess, now that I'm here, is there anything we can see better or? Is this the throne?
Yeah, you see on the throne, there's a small note, like a little scrap of paper on the throne.
Bathroom, Gum-Gum. Be back in 5.
We're going to need Gum-Gum to read this note.
Gum-Gum picks it up and reads it.
What languages do you know, Gum-Gum?
Well.
None well.
Yeah, what languages can you read, yes. I should ask?
Common, Orc, and Elvish.
Hmm. You have no idea what this says.
I take a look at it.
What languages can you read?
All of them.
All of them?
No. I can read, Common, Druidic, Elvish, Giant, Halfling.
Oh, it's in Giant.
Mm. Knew it.
Big boy language.
Scribbled onto the note, it says, please wait, be back soon.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't far off.
Does it give it a time or anything? Or?
He's got a little clock that his hands you can move around.
We're back in 20 minutes.
Do you read that aloud?
Yeah, sure. That's true.
I sit down on, crisscross applesauce.
On the floor.
Yeah.
After you all do that and pick up that note, you hear a voice call out to you all and says, the line's over here.
Who can we see who said that?
Yeah, they're closer to you, Bart. Everyone was fixated on running to the throne. Nobody realized that there were people sitting on the benches.
Oh. No. To be clear, didn't care anybody was sitting on the benches.
Very important.
The race is what mattered.
Everyone was fixated. But close to you by the door at those benches that I mentioned, there's 3 different people sitting down.
We got
3 different people and a goat, actually.
Oh.
All sitting down. We're all waiting. The line is over here.
What are you guys waiting for?
Well, obviously we're waiting for them to come back.
Who?
The throne sitter.
The throne sitter. So what do you do when the throne sitter comes back?
That's when the mommy and daddy throne want to go on a date. They have to call a throne sitter to come and watch the throne.
They're going to help us resolve our problems.
Oh, okay. So basically it's like a line to request something from the throne sitter. Have them fix all your problems, huh?
Yeah. And just for reference, the person who's speaking to you right now is like an elderly male half ogre who's got a pet giant goat with them.
Jog back.
The other people seem to be looking at you, but not really engaging.
Just gonna write
the other ones are. There's also a young female hill giant and a middle-aged female troll who actually has 2 crying baby trolls with her.
Ask them how long they've been.
How long have you been waiting?
Oh, I don't know. There's no way to tell time down here. We can't see the sun.
Mm. Mm, are you hungry? Usually that's a good indication of how long you've been waiting.
Yeah. Smart. No, the elderly male half-ogre you're speaking to says, no, I couldn't possibly eat.
Okay, go up and ask, can I pet your doggy?
Yeah, you do that, and the goat just starts screaming, like really loudly. The hill giant covers your ears, and then the baby trolls start crying really loudly, too.
Mud turns into a giant goat.
Okay, yeah. You also turn into a giant goat?
Mud turns into a giant goat and starts screaming as well.
Oh, God.
The
stereo.
The female hill... Does anyone else speak giant besides Mud?
No.
I do not, no.
The young female hill giant starts screaming back at you, Mud, saying, in giant, saying, stop that. One is bad enough. I can't concentrate. Will you shut up and get him to shut up?
Yes. I stop screaming, then I stare daggers at the other goat.
Make an intimidation check.
How intimidating are goats?
Romance it. Do a Bugs Bunny.
No, thank you.
Sexy lady goat.
Goat intimidation. First time I've ever encountered that one.
15.
Yeah, the goat gets kind of quiet. So when you're a goat, can you speak to other goats?
Technically, I can speak to all animals.
Okay.
Can we milk you or make cheese?
No.
Okay. The goat stops and looks at you and says, Can you please get her to stop playing her musical instrument? It hurts my ears.
Oh.
Who's playing music?
You can see now when you look over, you see that the hill giant actually has a musical instrument with her.
I talk to the hill giant, because I can talk giant, and I say, all right, I've got the goat to stop for a moment, but they need you to stop playing their music, and they'll stop screaming. Can we agree on that?
Well, I'd be able to stop improvising. I'd be able to play something nicer if I could get my sheet music, but she, and she points over to the troll, won't move. She's sitting on my sheet music.
Did the troll speak to us in common?
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. If you would be so kind as to remove yourself from this lovely giant's sheet music, they'd be able to play something better, which then would make the goat stop screaming.
And everyone would be happier for it.
She says, I can't. If I start moving around, then the kids are going to start crying again. I mean, she's holding two babies.
Right.
Why don't you? Hey, I'm really good with kids. You want me to hold them for a second?
I love that idea. They're giants.
Yeah, these are trolls, so they're, like, bigger than... You can try. I'm trying to put it in, like, frame of reference. They're, like, as big or bigger than you. Roll... What do we say? What's baby handling?
Roll mommy check.
Who's got best mommy proficiency?
Roll a medicine check, I guess.
Medicine? Okay.
See if you can soothe them. Are you taking one or both?
Charisma.
Both.
Okay.
19.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They calm down and the troll says, oh, Sid and Stacy normally don't like strangers.
Sid and Stacy. What lovely names for lovely kids.
They're also rather large. I don't understand how you're able to hold both of them at the same time.
You and me both, lady. I mean, you and me both, lady.
She stands up and, like, you can tell, like, is holding her lower back. Like, she's been hunched over holding these children for a long time. Mm. And when she stands up, the hill giant reaches over and grabs her music sheets from where she was sitting. And, yeah, the hill giant says, oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to have these back. My name's Longor.
Longor. Beautiful name. What does it mean?
Doesn't mean anything. It's just a name.
Worth an ass.
What does Bart mean?
It means big and really terrific.
It's just an acronym.
Big and really terrific.
It's true. It's all true.
But wait, what's Bartholomew stand for?
Big and really terrific, handsome. Oh, man. loves.
Oh, man, I have to look up how to spell Bartholomew.
All right, so I guess everyone's happy, right?
Yeah, that was like a human Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah, the goat doesn't have to listen to the out-of-tune music. Mm-hmm. The musician got her sheet music back, and the children are quiet because Bart is soothing them. The world around you all begins to slow down and crystallizes into emerald green with facets of light shimmering and glinting in every direction. You feel safe and warm, but more than that, you feel seen. Everyone can go ahead and take a long rest.
Oh. Wow!
In the twinkling of an eye, you arrive back inside the cove behind the waterfall. The emerald monolith stands tall before you in a pool of water. An enormous shimmering silhouette takes shape inside the massive crystal, but slowly the whole monolith begins to shrink in size. Smaller and smaller and even smaller until it's a bit shorter than Bart. The mini emerald monolith cracks and crumbles into the water below. The rippling waves settle, and all that's left in the pool is a petite person. Looks like a male, wrinkly, shrimpy Kajuju.
Oh!
Another one?
I am Algarok. I've been expecting you, Mud.
But is his voice like really like, hi, I'm Algarok?
No, he's a god.
We'll have to find out in the next episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon.
Of course.
I've been waiting for you, man.
Do we know?
Welcome to my realm.
Do we know Algarok was a Kajuju?
No. Well, considering I said humidity at the top of this episode, no.
We should play Cupid and set him up with your old mentor, Seuss. She thought she was the last of the Kajuju.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that they were the last of the Kajuju.
Yeah.
No longer.
That's why when he was like, a new Kajuju, I was like, oh, another one.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.